Monday, March 27th, 5-4-3-2-1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report on the grains. Poet is advertising for farmers to contract for Stover again, so they must have their cellulosic plant in Emmitsburg running. Project Liberty, as it was called, was a technological challenge that did not come together as first planned. Technically, this will be Project Liberty 2.0, actually maybe 3.0 or 4.0. Many farmers with Stover contracts for the startup were bought out as the plant struggled to operate. There was a lot of new technology in the plant, and while much of it worked individually, it reportedly did not function well collectively, so that there were a lot of bales of unused Stover stacked in fields around the neighborhood. This is government money at work. Personally, I would rather see them build another corn ethanol plant. Trump had the State Department approve the Keystone Pipeline, although there are still some hurdles blocking it in courts in Nebraska. It takes a significant number of people to build the pipeline, but afterwards just 35 or so to run it. So when you're talking about permanent job growth, one good large ethanol plant would employ more people than the Keystone Pipeline. The pipeline would carry Canadian oil sands oil, which is not profitable at current prices, or as back when the whole idea of the Keystone Pipeline was first initiated. Trump has earlier said U.S. steel would be required for the pipeline, but later dropped the requirement for the Keystone. It's hard to explain, Donald. He was still saying in a recent rally that the Keystone had to use U.S. steel, even after his administration gave the Keystone the exemption not to. OPEC says that they are going to maintain production cuts another 6 months, which was no surprise. If they had dropped the pretense of production cuts, the oil market would tank again. It is trading lower anyway. Their production cuts were not enough to increase crude oil prices, with the U.S. shale oil industry increasing production. Hard to see what would change that a great deal. They claim to have gotten to 94% of their target for cutting production, but they all use creative math in order to come up with that degree of compliance. The Saudis did cut to make up for others who didn't, but the whole thing lacks credibility. There is still reason to believe that the crude oil market will test $45 a barrel support. The market likely has to weaken to the point that U.S. shale oil production slows again. They are planting corn as far north as southern Illinois. Nitrogen rigs are kicking up dust further north than that. The forecast this week has a pretty general rain in it for the southern corn belt and the central plains, where they can use the moisture, which should help winter wheat. We have gotten an unusual amount of rain here in northwest Iowa in February and March, but our rain gauge is not out because it still freezes at night. Managed funds are now 82,000 contracts short corn, 66,000 contracts long soybeans, 26,000 contracts short soy oil, 59,000 contracts long soy meal, and 121 contracts short wheat. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. The USDA releases the Planting Intentions Report this coming Friday morning. The average trade estimate for 2017 corn acreage is 90.96 million acres in a range of 90 to 92.5 million. The average estimate for soybean acreage is 88.2 million acres in a range of 86.4 to 89.3 million acres. The soy complex broke technically with last week's close, taking out trendline support going back to last August. Soy oil has been leading the decline in a well-defined downtrend, and soy meal has broken technical support along with soybeans. The corn market is in a short-term downtrend as well, but is being helped by demand and an idea that 2017 acreage will be reduced. The more bearish that acreage is for soybeans, the greater help it should produce for a reduction in corn acreage. Balance sheets are so bearish, though, that the burdensome supply outlook is difficult to offset with a realistic expectation for corn acreage. At this point, we think that to really surprise the corn and soybean markets, it would take corn acreage below 90 million and soybean acreage above that number. On the cattle, the beef product market was now posting losses after the product market had spiked higher while retailers were booking needs for spring grilling season. Beef prices jumped higher while pork and chicken prices did not. That means that the beef market has gotten uncompetitive again. I see that happening at a bad time of year when retailers were planning big features. Grilling season should get going early this year. China needed beef from Brazil badly enough that it quickly reinstated trade. So did Chile and Egypt. The European Union, which is Brazil's second largest beef customer, is sending a delegation to check things out there. They will be able to sell them that things are okay. Brazilians are good at telling you what you want to hear. I didn't think that the Brazilian meat scandal was going to help our market much, so the opposite is true if it goes away as well. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-933-9400.